Tomorrow evening's Riverfront Nights concert is a celebration of the working man, as befits a show for Labor Day weekend. The headliner is a band from North Carolina called Big Something. They'll go on stage about 8 o'clock. Before them, starting at 7, is this man, a singer and songwriter, originally from Cincinnati, now based in Sewanee.
Even when I act like a fool, well, this guy's name is Travis Bolin, singer-songwriter, got a little bit of a twang to it. Blues, but southern, distinctive southern, maybe country blues, I guess is what I would call it. I'm not sure that he would like the country in front of it, but it has that sort of sound. Very, very good song. Said I got something that you ain't got, baby.
Doctor said you should.
When you get the Jones deep in your bones, I'll be looking at you while you're looking for me. Nobody around here has ever heard of him, with the exception of a couple of people in y'all's office. I think that's the only people I've come across. They are not known at all in this area, and they have a sound, and the manager actually liked it. It's very atmospheric. It's got kind of a 70s arena sort of sound to it. It was like if the Alan Parsons Project really got jacked up on amphetamines, just kind of what it comes off like. Still has the ambient sound. There's a electronic woodwind instrument of some sort this guy plays, and it sounds very much like a Richard Wright, Pink Floyd-esque keyboard. And the vocals are strong. It's going to be out there.
Where did you hear these guys?
I mean, it was one of those, it just plain popped into my CD player, and I liked it. Just popped it in one day, and I went, wow, that's really, really good.
In addition to the music from the stage beside the river, there are a host of other activities centered on the green at the top of the hill. Along with the dog pound and the food trucks, Old's Cool is there for people interested in hunting and fishing, and Randy Wharton from Wild Trails leads a trail run up to the top of Stringer's Ridge and back. Wild Trails has also been taking people up to the dam to ride paddle boards back down to Ross's Landing, a distance of about 7 miles.
There's a lot of people that haven't paddled from the dam to downtown. 7 miles, not a big deal. But, you know, the logistics are always kind of a challenge. But we've got free shuttle available starting, leave at 4:30, kind of right under the old Jotty Bridge. There's a big parking lot there. It's where the van will be. But so bring your board. Paddleboard's kind of what we're really trying to push. A lot of us believe that paddleboarding is the future of man-powered water sport. But if you have kayak or canoe or whatever, you know, we can haul that up there as well. But free shuttle up to the van, and if you don't have a paddleboard, there's plenty to rent from Chattanooga Paddleboards, and then L2 Boards is there as well with free demos down on the water. So you can do that paddle, but you can also do a paddle up and around McClelland Island and back, which is a couple miles. if you don't want to go 7 miles.
It's a big river.
Yeah.
With a fairly stiff current.
That time of day, it can be fairly stiff for sure.
And you're going with the current.
Yeah.
So you're probably moving at a fairly good clip.
Yeah, you can do it in a little over an hour if you really push it. But most people, it's going to be an hour and 45 minutes.
It's about 3 or 4 miles an hour then, so it's not fast.
Yeah, it's not super fast.
No. But in terms of the learning curve, do you suggest that people who've never done it before try this, or is there an easier way to
I think it's such an easy sport to pick up. I mean, there's been a bunch of people who said, I've never done it before. I said, just jump in. If for some reason it doesn't work out and you can't do it, then we'll get you a ride. But, you know, starting right off, it takes 2 hours to get down there. You just kind of putz along and learn it and fall in a few times. No big deal. It's nice and warm. So, it's such an easy sport, and the rental boards are really stable. I mean, it would have to be a big boat that goes by that causes a big wake, or you're really trying to get fancy and jump around and figure the board out before chances are really good you won't fall in.
Details on everything happening on and around Ross's Landing tomorrow are on the website, riverfrontnights.com. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.